You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Kirkman and Mora take on Transformers. The Marvel Zombies are back. Steve McNiven is heading to DC. This is Comic Book Club News for June 30, 2025. We've known for a while that writer Daniel Warren Johnson would be wrapping up his best-selling run on Skybound's Transformers with issue number 24. And now we know the team coming in for the next issue. Starting with Transformers number 25, the new ongoing team for the series is writer Robert Kirkman and artist Dan Mora. So what will happen under the new stewardship? The synopsis provided by Skybound is pretty vague. Quote, "The Energon universe will never be the same as the Autobots and Decepticons begin the most surprising new chapter in their war on Earth. Optimus Prime and the remaining Autobots must join forces with unlikely allies in order to protect their adopted planet. But Prime's next challenge lies closer to home than he ever imagined. And what is the fate of the Decepticons?" Yeah, that sounds completely different from what came before. Anyway, you'll have to wait to find out exactly what happens until Transformers number 25 transforms and rolls out on October 8. There have been a number of takes on Marvel Zombies throughout the past few decades, but this one will take a big bite out of Marvel Comics history. In Marvel Zombies Red Band by Ethan S. Parker and Griffin Sheridan, with art by Jen Basildua, the Brain Chompers are going back in time. Yes, that was a Huey Lewis in the News thing, but it didn't work. Specifically, the polybagged Adults Only series will start with the FF's spaceflight, which gives them powers, but also an insatiable hunger for human flesh. Over the course of the 5 issues, it will go all the way through Secret Wars in the 80s, and if they don't title that issue Secret World War Z, what are we even doing here? Marvel Zombies Red Band number 1 hits stores on September 17. A few weeks back, artist Steve McNiven announced his exclusive contract for Marvel was over. So where to next? DC, of course. 5 weeks ago, McNiven posted pages from the currently running title Daredevil Cold Day in Hell on Instagram with caption, quote, 90 pages of pencils and inks, 5 covers, and 30 pages of colors, and it's a wrap for me on Daredevil Cold Day in Hell. What a blast it has been doing this project with Charles D. Soule and Dean White Color. This will also wrap up my over 20-year exclusive run with Marvel Comics. I couldn't have asked for a better group of people to collaborate with. I'll be sure to let you know where I'll be going and what I'm doing as things progress. Then over the past weekend, McNiven followed up with a picture of a blank page with the DC Vertigo logo at the top with the caption, quote, got some new paper to work on, what to draw? While speculation in the comments focused on the Vertigo part of the logo, given the previously rebooted line has yet to announce titles, artist Russell Dodderman merely posted a gif of Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. That does seem to line up with certain rumors that Tom King is writing a 40-page Batman one-shot with, quote, the best artist in comics. That Batman one-shot is planned to hit stores sometime in 2026, so we'll likely know more sometime. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I think we can all agree that Robert Kirkman should be granted the ability to turn into a truck, right? Right? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.